Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
WrestleMania 39 is just around the corner, and the wrestlers on it will be hoping they can avoid the fate of Bray Wyatt in this match, and yeah, this match as well. Poor bugger. I'm Andy Murray from What Culture Wrestling, and here are 10 wrestlers WWE buried at WrestleMania. Number 10, All of the Women. WrestleMania 25. Have you ever seen the Miss WrestleMania Battle Royal before? If not, good. It's legitimately one of the crappiest matches that WWE has ever produced. This was 2009. The Divas era was still a thing, and the only women's match on the entire card was this disaster. A standard Battle Royal to determine who would be crowned Miss WrestleMania. It wasn't won by the ultra-talented Beth Phoenix, Gail Kim, Mickie James, or one of the other misused wrestlers in the division and indeed in the match, but by Santina Marella. Going beyond even the outcome, the 5-minute match itself was little more than the backdrop for a 15-minute Kid Rock concert. And obviously the idea of a Kid Rock concert sounds pretty terrible in 2023, but it was no better in 2009 either. Execution-wise, it might just be the worst battle royal ever. I would genuinely rather watch TNA's reverse battle royal than this one. And I'm being totally serious there. At least that was funny. This was just rubbish. Number 9. Umaga, WrestleMania 23. Whoever lost WrestleMania 23's Battle of the Billionaires was always going to look like a tit, given that the payoff had nothing to do with the actual wrestlers and everything to do with two demented old billionaires squabbling over who was going to lose their mop. And that was always going to be Vince McMahon. Imagining Donald Trump without that blob of shredded wheat he calls hair was unthinkable. And besides, we don't want that guy in the bald community anyway. Actually, we didn't want Vince either, but that didn't stop him from barging his way in. So Vince's wrestler, Umaga, lost to Trump's wrestler, Bobby Lashley. McMahon got his head shaved, and WWE cast one of its most convincing monsters ever into a pile of rubbish. Number 8, Shayna Baszler, WrestleMania 36. Running the field in the 2020 Women's Elimination Chamber match appeared to be course correction for Shayna Baszler, who many argued should have won the Royal Rumble a few weeks before. She didn't win the Rumble, but by the time of the Chamber, it almost didn't matter. Shayna became the first wrestler in the Chamber's history to eliminate every single other competitor, punching her ticket for WrestleMania 36, Becky Lynch, and the Raw Women's Championship. You'd think that the natural way of keeping this momentum going would be for her to win and defeat Becky and dethrone her, but no. Instead, WWE rendered the Chamber totally pointless by having Baszler get rolled up after trying to put Becky in the Kirifuda clutch. Shayna has never been the same force as a singles wrestler since then. Her fantastic NXT run feels like a distant memory, and it seems like a future in the tag division now awaits. Number 7, Hunter Hearst Helmsley, WrestleMania 12. It's actually quite hilarious to revisit in 2023, but Triple H in his former guise getting brutally squashed by that intergalactic bellend, the Ultimate Warrior at Mania 12, is absolute murder. It absolutely fits the mold of the past screwing the future in WWE in almighty fashion. In this match, Warrior even no-sold the bloody pedigree en route to brothering the hell out of the future Papa H, who, when he learned he was losing, apparently angled for a competitive two-minuter to save him from the shovel. Obviously, this never happened. Warrior buried is what happened to Triple H and on March the Warrior, who worked a total of 5 more televised matches before buggering off once again. Good to see he gained so much, at least from beating Triple H. Number 6, Bray Wyatt, WrestleMania 33. Spoiler alert, we'll have a little more from Bray later on, but when it comes to his three WrestleMania burials, the WrestleMania 33 bug match is definitely the weirdest. This was a real nadir for Wyatt and his supernatural powers. Now, the build to this was actually pretty damn good, with Randy Orton infiltrating the Wyatt family before literally burning Sister Abigail's shack to the ground, leading to some pretty interesting stuff with Luke Harper along the way. But at Mania, everybody wet the bed. Wyatt tried to spook Randy out by projecting maggots and other ugly bugs onto the canvas, which is wacky, but if he'd won, you might be able to give it a pass. Unfortunately for Bray, he just looked like a prized tit when Orton wasn't spooked by the bugs and just won. If you're gonna do the supernatural stuff, you gotta at least pay it off, brother. That's the opposite of what they did here, and yeah, I mean, just don't rewatch this. It's not a fun time. Number 5, Daniel Bryan, WrestleMania 28. Sheamus beat Daniel Bryan in 18 seconds at WrestleMania 28. You probably know that already. Bryan was blown away, and yes, it was a burial. But it was a burial that ended up spawning something quite wonderful, really. While the crowd was already behind Bryan before the show as a potential breakout star, this was the moment that really galvanized the Yes movement into something truly unstoppable. So, yes, it felt miserable at the time, and it was miserable. And WWE probably should have just pushed Bryan without this, to be honest. But when the clouds cleared, the guy was undeniable. An unstoppable rise followed, and it was bloody great. Number 4, Eric Rowan, WrestleMania 32. The Rock beat Eric Rowan in 6 seconds at WrestleMania 32. 6 seconds. Full-timer Eric Rowan beaten by The Rock. What else needs to be said? Nothing. That's what. Number 3, Yokozuna, WrestleMania 9. Hulk Hogan swooping in after Bret Hart had lost the WWE title to Yokozuna only to defeat the big man for the belt himself was a historic omni-shambles showing WWE's inability to move forward in any meaningful way when it desperately needed to at an awkward time in history. The show is broadly regarded as a giant misfire. At the very least, however, WWE had promoted two of its emerging talents into the main event scene with Yoko and Bret contesting the WWE Championship. Yokozuna won, he beat the Hitman, but that wasn't going to work for Hogan, brother, who came out seemingly concerned about Bret, who'd been cheated out of the belt by that darned Mr. Fuji. The impromptu challenge that followed inexplicably saw Hulk leave the building with the title, and up to that point, Vince McMahon had rarely felt so devoid of new ideas. It's one of the most Hogan moments that Hogan has ever done, and yeah, it absolutely deserves its spot on this list. Number 2, Booker T, WrestleMania 19. Triple H is rightly being revered for his current role as WWE's head of creative, but lest we forget the Reign of Terror, one of the most miserable, joyless, and frankly soul-crushing title runs that I can remember, and I'm really old. Hunter was in full-on burial mode throughout, and few suffered more than Booker T. He was a literal victim of racism during the build, as Triple H claimed word for word, "Somebody like you doesn't get to be a world champion. People like you don't deserve it." Now, bigotry may not have been the writer's intention with this, or Hunter's intention, but even if it wasn't, this should never have made it through the filter, if that filter even existed. Then we got to WrestleMania, where a Booker victory would have gone a long way, but nah, he lost. He would have been minted had he won the title here, but lost to a comically slow cover from Triple H, who, frankly, looked like he couldn't be arsed. Terrible stuff. Number 1, Bray Wyatt, WrestleMania 30. Let's throw in a little honourable mention here for The Fiend vs. Randy Orton at WrestleMania 37. Bray Wyatt has been the victim of many a WrestleMania horror show, but the box-like structure and Alexa Bliss dribbling black goo just missed out on the cut, as woeful as it was. But while WrestleMania 33 and Wyatt's loss to Randy Orton was an egregious waste, his defeat to John Cena at WrestleMania 30 was a lot more damaging. The guy was super over at the time, and in the end, he became one of the many victims victims of Super Cena. Cena has often faced criticism for wins like this, emerging as something of a new era Hogan figure who picked up a lot of W's that should have been L's. Much of this ill will has fallen off, and to be fair, it wasn't really his fault. He just did what the bookers told him. But if you were to make a list of wrestlers that Cena really should have put over during this damaging run, Wyatt is very near the top. This match failed to pan out as a potential breakout moment for Bray, despite the Wyatt family being incredibly popular at the time. In the end, it was another needless win for Super Cena and a damning sign of what was to come for the Eater of Worlds at WrestleMania. So that's it. That is our list of WrestleMania burials. Have I forgotten any? Probably. My brain is made of Swiss cheese. It's full of holes. So let me know in the comments section below. After that, you can like, share, subscribe, and ring the bell for notifications. Then you can follow us on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE and myself at Andy H. Murray. The H stands for Haku. He's 1-4 at WrestleMania, by the way. I don't know why you need to know that, but now you do. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.